Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
So, McKenzie, is this a friend of yours, or is this you just saying it's a friend?
No, this is actually a friend. Okay. I'll be transparent. I would if it was me, but no, I have two friends, actually. So we were laughing because it was similar conversations on different occurrences, and they were like, some dudes just bring out the psycho in you. And I was laughing. So one of them has continuously found, like, she's a platinum blonde, and she's continuously found long brown strands of hair at her man's place. And she knows that he, like, has stepped out, and he's like, oh, but it's done. And she was over there, and she went through the vacuum and found more strands of long brown hair. And she's like, I knew it!
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
And so that's one. The other one, my girl, she was just funny. She dated this, like, real, just, like, smoking hot dude. But she's like, I couldn't. He was a narcissist. And she's like, he made me psycho. And then he ended up ghosting her. And what she did, she set up, like, a fake Instagram account and flirted with him and set up a meeting, which, of course, he took the bait. And then, no, but really, she just ghosted him back. And she's like, yeah. So he, like, showed up and then was like, where are you? And then she was like, ah, never mind. I didn't feel like it, because it just made her feel better.
Women be crazy. I don't care what you say. Guys can be bad or whatever. Women be crazy.
Men can be crazy too, okay? There's like about 800 proofs of that in Mackenzie's DMs right now. They're psycho
no,
as well.
No, that's men being horny. There's a difference.
But I've done some.
Now, do you think certain, stuff. I do believe, and it can go both ways, but certain men, I feel like, really bring out the psycho in us ladies.
I 1,000% agree with that. And so my ex, we were dating, and we were at a bonfire one night at our friend's house, and we were drinking, and I see that his ex-girlfriend is calling him, and he ignores it and flips it over to try to make me not see it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, what was that about? And he was like, what? I was like, I saw your ex.
First of all, that's always
you.
The guys go to, what?
Exactly.
Like, play
like,
dumb.
What are you talking about? I'm like, I saw it. Like, you did not flip it over quick enough. I saw it. And I'm like, what is that? And I was like, why is she calling you? Because this girl was a, like, every single one of his friends had told me she is a psychopath. She is so toxic. She is an awful person. So I'm like, what is that? Like, what's happening? You guys are not friends. Like, what? And he was like, I don't know why she's calling me. Like, I don't know why, blah, blah. So it caused an argument. And a group of us went back to my apartment. And he went into the bathroom. And so I sneakily grabbed his phone and went into my room and searched his call log, searched his messages for this contact to see. And really all he did have was that one missed call. But still, in the back of my mind, for a while, I was like, is something going on here with her?
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
This is insane. That poor guy, trust me. My wife's pretty cool, but if I did have a girl that called, I would do the same thing. I would turn my phone over, hide it. Do you think a guy can explain himself out of anything, even if he legit didn't do anything, because another psycho woman set off your psychoticness? 833-563-2539.
We want to know, you may be not proud of it, but just lay out your psycho moment.
Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now. Taking your calls, 833-563-2539. Talking about ladies, you know, sometimes.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho.
Yeah, you go a little psycho at times, even though you're sweet.
I mean, dudes go psycho as well, but I think it's funny because a lot of my friends are like, you know, some guys just bring out the psycho in us.
All right, let's go to Caitlin this morning. Caitlin, what went down?
So I was in high school, and I didn't have my license, nor did I have my permit, and I knew my boyfriend was cheating on me because, like, when you know, you know. And I took my mom's car, and I drove about 15 to 20 minutes to find him. Yeah.
Did you find him in the act?
No, I didn't, and I was ticked. But we're not together now, so that's okay.
That's okay, but you were determined.
Oh. I was.
There's something like, if you know your man's cheating, you just want to bust him in the act so he can't get out of it.
Yeah, I get you. Let's go to Anonymous. This might be flipped. Anonymous, what'd you have happen?
So I was actually living with my boyfriend right after graduation, and we got into a huge argument. So, like, he completely just, like, left the house to go to his best friend's house to, like, let off some steam, play video games, whatever. So I call, like, blow him up, like, 25, 30 times, didn't answer my calls. So then I go over to his house, his best friend's house, and, like, break in and, like, pop up in the bedroom, and I'm like, I'm here, like, we need to fix this.
So you broke in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a little...
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
Did he think you were psycho for doing that?
Yeah, he was pissed. I, like, didn't fix anything.
Well, hey, at least you tried, Anonymous. At least you tried.
Okay, so yeah. Joe, thank you so much. Joe, you have said that your wife got mad at you because you have you put the passenger side chair back or something in your vehicle?
Yes, I like to put my passenger seat, like the headrest, I move it up so I can use it as an armrest. Like, I can put my arm through there. She's shorter, so she has to have it all the way down for her head to be supported when she's riding shotgun in the car. She's like, oh, did you move this for your girlfriend?
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
I would never admit to being psycho, but I feel like Liv, the web girl, thinks I'm pretty psycho. You're always calling me out for doing things.
I think you're psycho, but in a different way. Like, I don't think you're psycho because you have, like, trust issues and you're trying to snoop. Like, I don't think you're a snoop.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that, like, you overthink every single second of every single day. And I think that your whole relationship's at 3 weeks and already moving in. It's a little crazy to me, but hey, I don't think it's like psycho.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think you're sneaky and psycho.
Yeah,
I feel
you're not a snoop.
Yeah, you're not like vindictive.
I once did something kind of sneaky and psycho.
What?
One time when me and my ex split, I downloaded like a dating app and it told you how far away the person was. And like the only reason I had the app is because I was curious to see like how far, like where he was. Yeah, and my profile was like... It was a blank picture, like, so no one knew it was me.
Yeah.
Like, I was kidding. One time it was like 40 miles away. I'm like, ooh, 40 miles away. Where's he going?
The best is if you talk to him and he lied to you where his location was and you could look down and see it.
We were split up at the time, so I wouldn't like ask him. But...
Wow. Can't believe that relationship didn't work out. That's very interesting. Hey, coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. If you've ever thought about cheating on a driver's test, you might want to hear this one.